The next coach out of the teleconference is Purdue's Jared Parker. The Boilermakers are 1-2 in conference play and 3-3 overall. Purdue visits Nebraska on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Yes, thank you all for having me on. Obviously, it's been a different week for us as far as our preparation and our status and what has happened here at Purdue. So on my first call, as always, there's been a lot of things changed over the last 48 hours, but certainly have appreciated all the support from our administration and from family and friends and our players and staff. So we're excited about an opportunity to get our guys back on the field today and just get a chance to remove some distractions and get ourselves preparing for a great opponent in Nebraska. Coach Riley and those guys have done a wonderful job, and we got our hands full and going to go play a great football team. So we're just looking forward to a great challenge and trying to get our guys something to be very proud of as we finish out these next 6 weeks in a different situation. And I'm just anxious and excited about the job to move forward and try to help these guys the best we can.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open up the call for questions now.
To ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. And your first question is from Christopher Heidelherb, FM Radio.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on getting the interim job there at Purdue.
Thank you very much.
Just talk about, you guys are 3-3 overall, and you're 1-2 in the conference. You're almost halfway to being bowl eligible. So what is going wrong there in Purdue that, you know, had to make this change?
Well, I think, obviously I was not involved in those conversations. I know through our administration and those people, they didn't see some things they wanted to see from our staff and why they decided to make the change. So it's you know, like I've told a lot of people in questions and interviews, it's been a difficult situation on our whole staff and our players and obviously a weird situation for me. And all we can do now is embrace it and obviously turn what you just said into a positive, and that is we are 3-3, and all we want to do is put our best foot forward to try to get these seniors to a place of getting to a bowl and those things that they'll feel proud about leaving here.
Yeah. You guys take on Nebraska this weekend. What would it mean to beat Nebraska? They're like the top 10 team now. They're perfect in the conference. What would it mean for you with this tough week? You just became a coach. Would this be something that you always remember if you could knock off Nebraska?
Well, I'd be lying if I said it wouldn't be something that would be a memory for me. But more importantly, try to make sure and not make this about me and make it about our staff and our players. You know, we got a staff that's hurting and players have been through a lot. And more important, I think it would mean a lot for our current staff and our players to go out and have something that they could, you know, feel good about and smile about during a week of a little bit of turmoil.
Yeah. Well, good luck this week, and hope you guys can pull out a win.
Hey, thanks a lot.
And once again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Stacey Clarity, Golden Black.
Hey, Jared, sorry, I wanted to ask a follow-up and had forgotten. Is the Patterson issue a university issue, or is this something that's in your hands that you can make a decision on?
A little bit. No, it's good. I just saw you a little bit ago. Good to hear from you again. You're not allowed to be mad at me. no, it's you know what? It's Stacey, honestly, it's both.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. It's a both deal, that, and a lot of it is out of our hands, and we're just trying to factor it along to see where it goes. But it's kind of a both-and world.
Gotcha. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Stace.
And again, if you have a question, simply press star 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you all very much.